What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, we're still waiting on USA and Canada for their first six, is what they're calling it, players to be announced for next year's Olympic team. We have a bunch of countries already that have announced their first six. That's been happening this morning. NHL, if you go to their Twitter feed, people have been retweeting it, though, at NHL. You can check that out. 803-0550, the number to call. We've been asking you about your favorite Bills on-field memories at the current Highmark Stadium, because Matt Vaughn is going to join me at 11 to preview his series, An Oral History, A Video History, on WKBW Channel 7, talking about all of that. In the meantime, all right, here we go, folks. After this weekend, what happened between the Yankees and Red Sox, I know you're not going to want to miss, especially you Yankee haters, a lot of you out there. Sal Majorana, who joins me right now on the West Her Hotline. You can follow him on X at Sal Majorana. And, of course, sign up for his free Yankees newsletter, Pinstripe People. Sal, I have to warn you and remind you, this is an FCC-regulated show. If you swear, we will all be in trouble. So please try not to do that. But good morning to you, and happy belated Father's Day.
Well, same to you, Sal. Happy Father's Day. It really wasn't a very good Father's Day if you were a Yankees fan watching that debacle of a weekend, and I will try to keep it clean here. In my newsletter, I don't always keep it clean. You've read it.
There were
a numerous couple words there that aren't for radio. But yeah, what a horrible weekend. They were just so bad. Very frustrating because it's Boston. I mean, if it's any other team, yeah, you're aggravated. But because it was the Red Sox, and they just thoroughly, I thought, embarrassed the Yankees. It was just horrible baseball. But Sal, there was a tremendous silver lining at the end of this series.
Yes, there was.
I mean, it made me smile when the Red Sox traded the face of evil, Rafael Devers. That was nice.
He has been a Yankee killer. I mean, there's been certain guys over the years who are just Yankee killers. He has been one of them. I want to get to the Devers trade, but let me just ask you what happened to the Yankees. Is it as simple for you in a lot of ways of, hey, look, if Aaron Judge isn't hitting, then they're losing because he has to hit for this lineup to work?
Well, you know, the thing was, Sal, the first 2 months of the season, that wasn't necessarily true. I mean, he's been great the
right.
whole year, so I guess we really haven't seen the proof of this, but they have been a pretty good offensive team. And in many ways, I think they've been a little bit better than they were last year when they went to the mm-hmm. World Series. They've got a deeper lineup. They've got a few more guys who can make contact and get the ball in play, and it really hadn't been an issue until this weekend. And then, yeah, Judge goes into an absolute, I don't even know what it was, a coma, it seemed like, for the really going back to Thursday against the Royals. Their offense has just done nothing. And if Judge isn't hitting, yeah, somebody else has to pick it up, and nobody did. And they scored four runs at Fenway in three games. I mean, that's almost impossible to do. And as a matter of fact, It was the fewest runs they had scored at that place in a three-game series since 1922. So it was pretty unbelievable what happened this weekend.
They had not been swept all year. I mean, that's a really nice thing to say, hey, look, whenever they've been down 2-0 in a series, they bounce back, they get the final win. They did get finally swept. And look, the big picture is they are still up by quite a few games. But is that more of a product of what is behind them in the AL East right now and what you see from some of these teams and the Yankees maybe being a little bit fortuitous? Yes, they played well, but they're also not in a division that's really challenged them right now.
Well, but I would beg to differ on that, though, because things are starting to change. I mean, 2 weeks ago, I believe the Yankees were the only team above 500, and all of a sudden, the Rays and the Jays have gotten really hot. The Rays just went into Citi Field and swept the Mets this weekend. Now, the Jays did just get swept by the Phillies, but before that, they were really starting to play well. So now, the lead is only 3.5 games. I mean, the Yankees were up 7.5 games like 10 days ago. They've already seen four games shaved. So it's starting to tighten up. The AL East, I think, got off to a collective bad start, but they're, you know, even the Red Sox now are starting to play better. And even the Orioles have started to play better. So things are getting a little tougher in the division. The Yankees have got to dust themselves off. They're at home this week. They got to play better and get back on track here.
Yeah, 3.5 game lead over the Rays. They're now playing still 600 baseball. They have the Angels now coming to town, and that's a team that they need to bounce back against. You're right. Speaking of L.A., though, Ohtani's going to be pitching. What do you expect from Ohtani on the mound over with the L.A. Dodgers?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's starting tonight against the Padres, and I would guess, Sal, he'll pitch an inning or two. I think they're going to go very slowly with him. Just get him back out there. You know, they have the luxury because, you know, MLB changed the rule. You can only have 13 pitchers, but they've kind of made an exception, almost an addendum to that rule concerning Ohtani, because he is officially classified as a two-way player. It's kind of a unique situation, but they're not burning a roster spot. He is their 14th pitcher, so they have the luxury. You know, they're not losing a pitcher roster spot. They have the luxury of using him very little just to get him back into the groove of pitching. So I think it's a good thing for them, but I'm not expecting him to go too deep in any of these first, whatever it's going to be, handful of starts before he finally, you know, he hasn't pitched for 2 years. So they're going to take it slow with him, and he'll be the primary DH, you know, moving forward, obviously.
Sal Majorana on the West Her Hotline. All right, let's get to it. Why did the Red Sox trade their best player, Rafael Devers?
Well, you know, it started in spring training. Everyone knows that they went and signed Alex Bregman and basically told him he's their third baseman because he's a much better third baseman than Rafael Devers. But what aggravated Devers was that they said, hey, you're going to be a DH. Forget about playing third base. And he didn't like that. Now, you know, he had just signed a $300 million contract. And I think that was the previous regime. That was not Craig Breslow, who's their current GM. And I think at that time he was told, yeah, you're our third baseman for the next 10 years. So this whole thing with Bregman came up, and I think it soured the relationship. And then he exacerbated it by when they asked him, what, a month ago, hey, because Tristan Casas got hurt, their first baseman. And they asked him, hey, we want you to learn to play first base and not just be a sole DH. And he sort of said no. I mean, a lot of guys wouldn't have said no. A lot of guys would have been team players and tried to do it, but he was aggravated with the Red Sox organization, and I think the relationship just went totally south from there, and they explored trade options, and they sent him off to San Francisco, which, as Yankee fans like you and I are, Sal, like I said, yesterday when that happened, I was in the middle of writing the lead to my newsletter, and I was ranting and raving, believe me. And then all of a sudden I saw that pop up on Twitter and I'm like, well, there's a silver lining to a bad weekend. Get that guy as far away from the Yankees as possible. And they did. I mean, he is gone out of the division. He's right out of the American League. He's been terrorizing them for 7 years, Sal. So, yeah. I mean, this is a great day for the Yankees to get rid of him. And they really, you look at the trade, I don't think it doesn't seem like they got a whole lot for him. It's very similar to when they traded Mookie Betts. That seemed like a one-sided trade at the time, and it proved to be true. Betts has been a superstar, and the guys they got did nothing. So yeah, I'm thrilled, and I'm.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Also very surprised that it happened.
I don't know much about these guys. Kyle Hamilton, like over a 4 ERA, I think. But it just, I'm reading comments from other people, and I'm reading that people are pretty upset in Boston that they kind of didn't get much on the return here. How do you see it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's Kyle Harrison. He's a left-handed pitcher.
Harrison, sorry.
He's been a good prospect for them. But I think his career ERA is like 4.56 or something. So he hasn't exactly been gangbusters. Jordan Hicks is a guy, I think he started his career with the Cardinals and he was just a flamethrower. They ended up trading him to the Giants and he's been okay, but he's certainly not a top echelon guy. And then they got two prospects who we'll see. I mean, I have no idea who the guys are. I know their names. I have no idea what they're going to do. So, you know, it's a 4-for-1 deal. The biggest thing for the Red Sox is that they got the Giants to take the entire contract, which is still worth about $250 million. So really, in the long run, that opens up their payroll, and they can do some more things moving forward, like maybe even get Alex Bregman to re-sign. I mean, he's got an opt-out at the end of the year. So now they've got some money to play with. So down the road, you know, maybe they're going to fill in their roster and be a better team. But right here, in the here and now, when they are just starting to play well and get themselves back into it, they do this move, and it can't be good in the short term for them. And I'm sure a Red Sox fan, a buddy of mine's a Red Sox fan, he texted me last night. We were going back and forth. He was livid. He just could not believe that they would do this trade. So I'm sure they're pissed off in Boston.
All right, so I'm going to have Matt Bove coming up at 11 a.m. He's got a great, great video and oral series on the current Highmark Stadium closing down this year. So we're asking people today, and I've been asking people for their favorite on-field memories. You've seen a lot of football in that stadium. Give me a couple that stand out to you, on-field memories for the Buffalo Bills and games.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Matt interviewed me. I was one of the guys he interviewed, so it was fun to be a part of it. I go back to day one, Sal, and I told Matt, I mean, I was there for the very first game, the preseason game in 1973. And like you said, I've seen as much football as pretty much anybody in the area at that stadium as a fan when I was a kid. And then obviously covering the team for 40 some years. Yeah. I've got a lot of memories. I mean, as a fan, my number one memory was 1980 opening day when they beat the Dolphins, ended the 20 game losing streak. Fans stormed the field. I'll never forget driving home from that game with my buddies. We're on Route 5 going back to North Buffalo, and fans are pulled off on the side of the road, you know, lifting beers, drinking, celebrate. It was just such a party, one of the greatest days in that stadium's history. And then obviously as a professional covering the team, I still say my number one memory was the AFC Championship, the first one when they killed the Raiders. That was such a momentous day because it meant they were going to their first Super Bowl. There's been, incredible games. I could name 20 games that were incredible. But when you ask me for a memory, that feeling that we had in the media and the fans out in the stands knowing the Bills were going to their first Super Bowl and the way they did it was something I'll never forget.
No doubt about it. And, of course, you know, one season left. Have you thought about the way it ends this year? I mean, there is a game that's scheduled at the end of the year, but I think we're all expecting, boy, if that's the last game, something seriously went wrong this year, and who knows how it's going to end.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping the dream, of course, is that they host the AFC Championship
yes.
game, because then we know that is the last game to be played yep. in the AFC that year. So you hope that's going to happen. And let's face it, I think the Bills, you know, we haven't talked too much Bills here, but I think the Bills have a great chance this year, Sal. I'm optimistic about this team. I really like what they've done in the offseason. And this, to me, this might be the team that finally gets over the hump and gets to the Super Bowl. You know, the Chiefs are still going to be a problem, the Ravens. But I like this Bills roster. If they stay healthy, Allen plays the way a league MVP should play, we might very well see that last game being the AFC Championship. And what a tremendous way it would be to send that stadium out.
I would love it. Absolutely love it. All right, Sal, everybody needs to subscribe to the newsletter. It's absolutely free. It's called Pinstripe People. You can find it right on his Twitter page. It's pinned right there, Sal Majorana. You can go there. And what are you writing? What are you saying? Are you writing about this trade? Are you writing about just the series looking ahead? Like, kind of what's the tone of, you know, today or the last couple of days?
Yeah, I wrote the lead, you know, ranting and raving about the sweep, obviously. But then mm-hmm. the second half of the lead was obviously, as I said, the silver lining. And then in the newsletter, yep. as you know, because you get it, I recap every game. And I have quotes in there and all kinds of great statistical, plus my analysis of each game. So, you know, I put a lot of work in it. It was funny. I just got an email from a guy this morning, Sal, and he said to me, he's a subscriber, and he says, Sal, I need to pay you for this. I feel bad that I'm getting this for free. And I said, hey, I appreciate it, but it's going to stay free for a while. I'm glad people enjoy it because I do put a lot of work into it. But, yeah, that's what I do. I just recap every game, and then I have a lead story that kind of recaps the whole series. And today it was quite a chore because the Devers thing kind of threw a wrench into my raving, as I said. So it ends up on a good note.
No doubt. And that's why we love having you on to promote it. It's a free newsletter. He puts a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into it. Go check it out, Pinstripe People. Thanks a lot, Sal. Hopefully better times ahead for the Yankees next time we chat.
Yeah, they got a nice week this week at home. You're going Friday, right? You're going to the Orioles game Friday?
I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about that right now. So, you know, I can't confirm or deny nothing.
I'm going Sunday morning. They're playing a morning game, the Roku game of the week. So my son and I are going to go 11:30 in the morning, and looks like it's lining up for Will Warren. So I'm not too pleased about that. But, they're playing the Orioles, who are starting to come around, and should be good.
Yeah, should be. And tonight they take on the L.A. Angels. Thanks a lot, buddy. We'll catch up again very soon, next week.
All right, Sal, thanks for having me.
All right, you got it. That is Sal Majorana of the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle. We will take a timeout. When we come back, we will preview and get ready for Matt Bove. Got a couple more tweets from a lot of you on your favorite on-field game memory for the Buffalo Bills in current Highmark Stadium.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.